Let's study what's going on in the world of your health and your well-being. This is an extended hour of conversation about your health. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins me. I'm Doug Steffen for the latest podcast information from Jack and his wife, Mary. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com where you'll get the overview. In this circumstance, this is very controversial. Let's get right to tumors and how they can be good for you. Huh? How in the world do you
convince
us of that?
That's kind of a shocking statement. Well, that's the whole purpose of the Forbidden Doctors, to put out forbidden information. As you and I have talked about.
And also good information.
Yeah, well, yes. As you and I have discussed over the last decade on the show, your body, according to the oncology experts out there, can have, by the time you reach 70, 75, a half a dozen cancer experiences that you never know about.
Yeah.
And as a result, because your body has taken care of it. Your body, your immune system, everything else has done the job it's supposed to do.
I want to take this apart bit by bit. And I know a lot of this information is going to be on the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, but let me just pull apart a little of it, because those who are listening will be intrigued a little bit more, and I think it gives you a little bit more credibility. And certainly I, as somebody who's in that age bracket, at least that's what chronologically, I don't think my body's there, but that's where I am in terms of years on the planet. So what have I gone through, and how do I know that I've passed this stuff out? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you sense it?
Well, there's an interesting bit of research. We put a lot of research, a lot of annotated research into our podcast. We have the NIH sources wherever this information is coming. It's always there with the dramatic things that we're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's right out of medical research. And there's one particular study that came out that showed that about 1% of women, although a woman's chance of getting breast cancer is about 1 in 6 now, I think it is.
Really?
Those that actually die from the cancer of a particular kind of cancer, of a particular kind of tumor, is only about 1%, age 40 to 50. You know, younger than 40, the numbers are much dramatically higher. Older than 50, the numbers are much dramatically higher. But between the ages of 40 and 50, it's only about 1% of women that succumb to a particular kind of cancer. However, women who died accidental deaths, car accidents or whatever else, aged 40 to 50 on autopsy, 30% of them had cancerous tumors inside their bodies, without any symptoms of cancer whatsoever, because the tumor was doing its job. It was walling off this enemy to the body.
All right, let's stop for a second.
Okay.
Tumors are really not the cancer. The tumor is what happens when the body is protecting itself from a cancer.
Now, a tumor can become cancerous, and a tumor can become very, very dangerous. But in most cases, the tumor is just your body walling you off from cancer cells or some other kind of a problem that's taking place. And it can't get rid of it, you know, through the lungs or through the colon, so it has to build a wall around it to protect the rest of the body. And so that's what we go into in detail. However, a benign tumor, a non-cancerous tumor, can still have tremendous growth and become life-threatening because it can cut off blood supply or hit a nerve bundle or crush an organ. You know, that's not the common thing that we're talking about. For most cases, it's surprising the number of people who have tumors in them right now, and they don't even know it unless some surgery was done for some other problem, an appendectomy, some problem with the gallbladder, some digestive type of thing. And all of a sudden, boy, there's these tumors all over the place, yet they had no overt symptoms of cancer whatsoever because the immune system was doing its job.
Why do you suppose, do you think it's, and I don't mean to be morbid with this, but very infrequently, I was thinking as you're talking about cancers and stuff, that when you look at an obituary of somebody, you don't often know how the person died. Do you think it would be And a lot of people these days are dying of cancer, and you see, give your money to the American Cancer Institute or the Heart Institute, whatever it is. But I was thinking, you know, as we're talking about this, and how when people hear the word tumor, they think, oh, my God, that's what's going to happen to me. And then,
well, a lot of people, especially women, get extremely frightened by this.
Yeah.
When, in fact, a lot of times, and we talk about this in the podcast, where a woman will get a mammogram, which we do not recommend at all. But you get a mammogram, and they find something
ever?
In there.
Never, ever?
If you've got a obvious tumor growing, one breast is bigger than the other, there's discharge, there's nippling or dimpling of the nipple, if there's something like this taking place where obviously something is going on, yes, then you're going to have to go to crisis care, obviously that, you know, I don't mean to rule that out. I'm just talking about as a general prophylactic type of procedure. There's research that shows mammograms cause more cancer than they find.
Yeah, I've heard
however,
that.
You have two women, both get a mammogram, both find something in the breast tissue. One says, no, I'm going to wait and see what, you know, I want to think about this. They get a mammogram a year later, and whatever was there is gone a year later. That is often the case. Whereas the other one says, well, maybe we ought to get a biopsy. They succumb to the influence and the brainwashing. Well, we better get a biopsy. We better start all these different kinds of things. We have a podcast on this. It's podcast number one, melting breast lumps. Melting, it's what Mary did to get rid of all of the lumps and all these bumps and the tumorous structures that were taking place inside of her breast, that when we got married 18 and a half years ago, the doctor that was examining her stopped counting at 17. And she went, well, what do I do about this? And he says, well, it's just kind of benign growths. And he tapped her on the knee and said, come back when it's cancer. We know what to do with it when it's cancer. That was their only answer. Well, when we got together and I started presenting all these crazy alternative health care ideas to her because she came from an extremely medically oriented family.
Yeah, a doctor. Her brother's a
doctor. Well, her brother's
doctor,
president,
right?
Of the Utah Medical Association.
Right.
Yeah. And but
talk about the following, black sheep of the family.
Following this protocol, and we have it right there in podcast number one, and the enzymes and everything else that we've created for this, they're gone. Every last one of them is gone. Yeah. They melted.
Very healthy.
And you can do this. You can, folks, you can do this at home. Now, I'm not trying to be silly or crazy about this. It's a dietary type of thing because when you examine her diet up till the time we met, it was a cancer-provoking type of diet, a malnutrition type of diet that would allow these things to easily grow. So this podcast, you know, it's titled How Tumors Can Be Good for You. That, you know, it may sound a little, you know, facetious or something, but we're serious. In most cases, these tumorous growths are your body taking care of you, which is why somebody can have a half a dozen of these taking place throughout the system and never have any symptoms of tiredness, of weakness, of organ dysfunction, or anything else. And at Amazon.com, there's an incredible testimonial of a tumor on a liver from a fellow in Israel who started using the product. And just a few short months later, the last scan he had, completely clear. Nothing with the pancreas, nothing with the liver, nothing with the kidneys, completely clear. So, you know, we talk a little bit about that, but it's mostly trying to promote the idea just because somebody says there's something wrong here, you don't necessarily have to have a 10-alarm fire in response to it. It's time to calm down, do some serious research, some serious thinking, and look into us and respect the marvelous ability of the body to heal itself.
All right. So podcast is always a focus, the podcast of the week at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment or two with Jack. Healthy circulation, critical. You get older. He was just talking about being 70 and what's going on. The blood, one would, I guess I'm thinking about what we've just been talking about here with regard to any kind of tumor or something that's in your body. You hear oftentimes that you want to cut off the blood flow, the blood supply to these tumors to get the cancer or the tumors to go away. So if you have one of these problems that we've been talking about, honestly, one wonders whether we should whether you should be using Super Beets, because Super Beets helps to keep your body healthy, get the blood where it needs to go, everywhere from your muscles to your brain to all the microvessels in your body. But I'm just wondering whether it's a good idea if you are if you're suffering from some kind of cancer, if you don't want to use Super Beets because you don't want the blood to be as washy or as prolifically placed in your body as it would be, because we all know what a great delivery system comes out of using Super Beets. So what do you think?
Well, obviously, the body's ability to deliver nutrition and remove toxins is completely dependent upon the blood and the lymph. And anything that we can do to improve the flow of blood through the body in the sense of volume and speed, obviously that's going to help us, because life is in the blood itself. And when you get more oxygen delivered to the cells, you get more nutrients delivered to the cells, and at the same time the cells can throw their garbage into the system, the kidneys will filter it out, the colon will filter it out. So, it's just like where your house is. The more you bring in good food and clean water, and the faster the city takes the garbage away, the cleaner the house is, the healthier the yard and neighborhood. It's the same thing with each individual cell inside the body. And we know that because of the nitrate content in beets, it helps the body to produce higher levels of nitric oxide that allows the blood vessels to expand.
All right, so now we know from Jack that it is good for everybody. It's effective. It's safe. It enhances your body, protects your body. Super Beets. It's all about blood flow, keeping the blood pressure where it needs to be. Order, get the book, get the 30-day supply free with your first order. It's very cool stuff. Super Beets.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Change after the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, NUCA chiropractor, certified GAPS practitioner. That is, he's interested and wants to protect your gut. Overall health begins there. I think we all hear that many times and we believe it. I believe it anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, and you are interested in your health. That's why you're here listening to us. We've gone through the pros and cons of what's in this week's Forbidden Doctor podcast. Don't forget, with other things that are a part of this, the symptom survey that they have at the Forbidden Doctor. A lot of people have taken this, learned all kinds of things about their bodies, how everything works. You can go to Forbidden Doctor. It won't cost you anything. Some questions, a number of this, a thorough exam. Maybe some of them don't apply to you. You can skip over those. The questions that do apply, however, answer them simply and quickly. They'll provide you then with the results of the survey. Doesn't cost you anything. You can have a half hour on the phone with one of the people that work with Jack, or maybe even him. Depends on what's going on, whether Mary wants him to stay at the office and not come home. If that's the case, then, you know, he'll call you and probably talk to you for an hour like he does to me every week. Mm. All right, so these symptom things are wonderful. What's the most unusual thing you think you've learned from them about any one person? A lot of them, I'm guessing, are
similar. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, it's very similar. It comes down to the gut. It comes down to the gut and the function of digestion and elimination. If you can properly, completely digest what you're eating, in the sense that you're eating foods and not, you know, something overly processed designed to look like food. But as long as you're eating food and you can digest it and break it down into its microscopic constituent parts so that a healthy gut can absorb it, and you have the ability to excrete correctly so that the colon not only and the small intestine are designed to absorb, but they're designed to be able to get rid of material that needs to get out of the body, as well as the kidneys, as well as the lungs, you're going to have all kinds of health. When any of these processes are disrupted for whatever kind of organic reason is taking place, because of malnutrition, because of toxins, internal, external, because of the materials that are where we work, or stuff that we have inside of our house, or stuff that's blowing through the air, and these things begin to build up in the body, and the body's ability to clean itself out is hampered to some degree. We're talking any kind of symptoms, digestive problems, elimination problems, central nervous system problems, problems with the brain, problems with emotions, problem with hormonal balance, both women and men. Mary's father, as I think we talked about last week, just recently passed away at 91.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as he followed Mary's advice, and his wife, Mary's mother, did the best she could to make sure he was getting the nutritional support that he needed, he was up, he was moving around, he was conversant, and was just fine, even at 91. He got a little bit of a lung infection, then he was turned over to several rounds of antibiotics and some steroids and some other things they started loading him up with, and it was a downhill plunge from there until a couple of months later he finally passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through this process a couple of years ago, and they did a fecal transplant because he had C. diff, Clostridium difficile. He had C. diff. Mm-hmm. He responded in hours, and within a day or two was back on his feet, and Mary tried again and again and again, this time, do what you did with Dad 2 years ago. Let's go after that gut. Stop all this antibiotic nonsense. And they wouldn't do it. They just kind of succumbed to the medical profile there.
It's fear-based thinking.
Yes.
That's
exactly
what it is. It's all much of medicine is fear-based. You don't have confidence in yourself and your ability to ward off a lot of these problems. And so I guess you suffer the consequences, in a manner of speaking. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour, and Good Day Health.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's B-E-N-E-T-R-E-N-D-S.com. Benetrends.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Almost 35 at the hour. Good day. Health, all pure natural ingredients. That's what we have here on this program. I've become influenced by Jack because he has that. It's not only the charisma and the smarts, but there's an integrity that goes with it. And it may be the combination of what he and Mary, I've been around him for so long. They're very close friends of mine. I don't mind. Most of the people, as everybody knows who listens to anything that I do on the radio, for the most part, all the people on the air with me are my friends. I wouldn't have them as experts unless I knew and believed in what they had to say. So the expertise that comes to you as a result of me paying attention in this circumstance, I'm very interested in my health. I want to know, and sometimes I'm not that smart right now. I'm going through. I chuckle because I said to Jack Foreman on the air, I wish I was there. So, you know, he's in Salt Lake and I'm in Massachusetts. And getting there is not a hop, skip, and a jump. I feel like I can go there more in the winter, but I don't need it in the winter. I need it in the summer when I'm on the farm.
Yeah.
I have this, my lower back and the things that are going on with my back this year, especially because I think finally I have to give in and get my foot fixed. Because I think that's affecting everything. But if I were there, I could get an adjustment from you. Mm-hmm. And then I would, you know, I can go. I think you, what you do is you tolerate sometimes this stuff. I, three or four times a week, will take a couple of Advil and it helps. But I can, the pain used to be in my left leg, now it's my right leg. And I can, but I, when I lean over, I pick something up, I can feel it now in my back. And the thing that's important for all of you to remember is when you feel something or you sense something, you pay attention to it. You may be able to fix it immediately, but you pay attention. And then the other side of it is you work toward keeping yourself from destroying yourself. And maybe that's internally the kind of the strength of his reasoning behind the long life energy enzymes that you can get These are all the products that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com are all natural. Food. He keeps telling you that. But
yeah, you read the label, you won't see anything on the label that did not come from a food source.
Right.
And so, that's and in combination with this latest podcast on how tumors can be good for you, there's another thing about tumors, and that is that your body may be sluggish in getting rid of it, which is another reason why we put these long-life energy enzymes together, because if the pancreas is a little weak, and it can manifest as diabetes, it can manifest as some other kind of pancreatic dysfunction, this is a boost to that very thing to get it back in line.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is not secret info. This is for everybody. Read all about it on the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, Long Life Energy Enzymes. And the other product that's really good is the Ageless Thyroid. You need them both. And you can use the code Doug if you want 10% off of the things that you see at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Did you know, you probably did know this, I didn't know it. Somebody just sent me a note, and they're having a baby. And they were told by their pediatrician, wouldn't be a pediatrician, be an OBGYN, right? Before the baby's delivered.
Most
pediatrician
likely,
is what you see after. Yeah.
Right.
That babies are born without kneecaps. Now, you're a guy who studies the body and works on the body. Actual kneecap doesn't show until the child's about somewhere between 2 and 6 years of age. This is with me, this is with you, but I never realized that.
Yeah, it forms as a kind of a little gristly piece of cartilage.
Yeah.
And the thing that stimulates its growth early on is crawling around and then standing and walking, and the constant extension of the leg and the thigh that's involved with walking is what triggers its final growth.
Mm.
Yeah.
So are there other things in the body that we wouldn't think about that are not there?
Your nervous system. Yeah, the nervous system doesn't finish all of its wiring till you're about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wiring, obviously, that takes place in fetal development. But the reason that babies are so wobbly and gangly is because the myelin sheath that grows on nerves that control the muscles and control position and posture have only started their development. And even as babies develop more muscular strength by sitting up and then crawling and then walking, they're still extremely gangly because the nervous system still has an awful lot of wiring to take place.
One of the things, you just brought something to mind that I think is worth a moment, the whole business about muscle and strength and that sort of thing. I'm a great believer in muscle. I think as we get older, we need to have more of it, not less of it. And so I'm working in that department. I think both men and women need to realize that they need to have muscle to keep their skeleton together. You, as the expert in Nooka Chiropractor, know how important the muscle is to keeping the body together. There's a warning, however, that comes from some structuralists who are now beginning to see a lot of younger men and women mostly playing high school sports but getting into college as well, that are developing hugely muscular bodies. Women becoming bodybuilders and weightlifters and powerlifters, and men the same thing. But there's a warning, because your body hasn't really fully matured bone structure-wise until you're 18, 19, some people in their early 20s. But certainly if you start building a lot of muscle when you're in high school, it could stunt your growth, right? Because the muscle is meant to support the bone, but also if you have a whole lot of it, it'll keep the bones from building on the wrong end of the body.
Well, this is another classic example of moderation in all things, as the old saying goes. Yes, you can way overdo these things before development finishes. In a girl, her bone growth usually goes on for about 3.5 years once her period starts. But in a boy, it can go on till they're 18 up to 21 years old before their bone growth stops. And when they get involved with trying to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when they're 16 and 17 years old, it can definitely affect the growth, the direction, and the development of their skeleton. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So a word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. A couple of questions for Dr. Jack as we continue here. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. It's 43 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stonestreet rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is a continuation of A Focus on Health. This is Good Day Health, by the way. Doug Steffen here with a couple of things that are great in the food for thought department. Obesity, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, I mean, not the headline is Obesity Not Good for Americans. Duh. Well, but the meat behind all of this is that obesity kills more people in our country than do car crashes, people suffering from Alzheimer's, terrorism, any of that stuff. The study paints a startling picture. Research funded by the Gates Foundation shows that obesity contributed to 7% of the deaths in our country last year. Not lack of exercise that was to blame. It's the habit of eating larger portions of unhealthy food. Two hamburgers instead of one. Two orders of the big order of French fries instead of the small one. That kind of stuff. That's the biggest contributor to deaths in our country. So I wanted you to have that again in the food for thought department. And as long as we're there thinking about what's bad for us, many of us think that germs are bad for us, bacteria is bad for us. The new research shows that germs are ridiculously powerful. If you're in the habit of sneezing, you may want to rethink sneezing. There's a suggestion here that germs are airborne for 45 minutes after you sneeze. Germs can travel 12 feet after a cough, stay alive for an hour. This is information for people traveling in close proximity to sneezers and coughers. Researchers say the distance and fortitude of germs is a solid explanation as to why people often get sick after they've spent a couple of hours or more in an airplane. Hear, hear. That happens to me all too frequently on a lot of my trips. So, again, food for thought. That's what we're all about here. All right, 45 past the hour. Here's a question. This comes from a lady named Champagne. All right, so let's see. She says, I've heard you mention, Jack, that when making a smoothie, you should make enough for one serving. I don't remember when the heck we were talking about that. We talk about smoothies often when we're referring to super beets because it's good to have super beets either in water or a smoothie. But the bottom line of the question is maybe the better way of asking the question, because this is what I do, my interpretation. I make 5 days. I put the blender, as a matter of fact, I've just been doing it the last half hour, raspberries and all the fruit, some of it's fresh, some of it's frozen. I put that in there with, I'm using, I don't know how to pronounce it, kefir?
It's, Americans call it kefir. The people kefir. That develop it called it kefir.
Yeah, all right. So I use that in making the smoothie, put lots of other things in it. Anyway, she wants to know what the optimum time is, Mary would probably be the one to answer this because she's always making smoothies at your place. Those horrible, horrible things with raw eggs. God, horrible. Anyway.
It's one of the best ways to detox the body. And you don't even know it. You make a smoothie.
So how much of it do you make at once?
Well,
if you make a whole bunch of it, is it going to waste away or not?
Two things. Number one, never make any more in a smoothie than you would have eaten without it being whipped up in a smoothie, especially when you're putting in fruit because you're going to way overdo the sugar levels.
Really?
So if you're not going to sit there and spend 15, 20 minutes eating a bowl of fruit and you want to put it into a smoothie, don't put more into that particular drink you're going to drink at one time than you would have eaten. Number two, remember, the biggest enemy of all this stuff is oxygen. And the minute you start whipping this stuff up and you're breaking down the cellular fibers of that plant, that fruit, vegetable, whatever else, you are now exposing the internal gold of that food to oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And it will quickly oxidize. So again, you wouldn't make any more at one time than you're going to drink.
Mm.
But if you're in a situation and some people's schedules simply don't allow that,
yep,
make sure it's in an airtight container and it's in the fridge where it's kept cold so that the oxidation process is greatly slowed down. It's got a tight lid to limit it from oxygen, and it's in the darkness of a fridge so that the light doesn't hurt it. Because even light will break down the essential ingredients inside of plants.
All right, so that's what I put in the refrigerator. Don't necessarily have it sealed off. It's like milk. Oxidation or anything, raspberry, any kind of food, bananas, it doesn't make any difference. The oxidation, as Jack's suggesting, the process takes away from the value and eventually become rancid, and it's not something that you want to eat, even though that's what happens to it when you put it in your body. It becomes rancid.
Yeah, but the digestive process is able to free those essential ingredients, get them into the bloodstream before they're exposed to an overdose of oxygen. And then the interesting thing about it is once those things, whether they're fats or proteins or carbohydrates, the thing that's essential once it gets in the cell is an oxidative process anyway. But it's under control at that point to release the energy and the nutrients that's inside that food.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just having it laying out on the counter and turning brown in front of your eyes.
Right. All right. Question number two comes from Kelly. I know that too much sugar is in my diet, and it's a bad idea, but I get sugar cravings, and I don't know how to fight them. I want to take steps to lower my sugar intake or to diminish the cravings or both. How do I? This is my question. This should be from Doug.
Yeah. Well,
so
one of the reasons that we created the enzymes is for that very purpose, and we've put in an herb called gymnema.
Mm-hmm.
Gymnema helps to rebuild the beta cells in the pancreas, but it also helps to assuage the reason for sugar cravings. It doesn't exactly stop sugar cravings. It helps to deal with the pancreatic thing that leads us to sugar cravings, especially if we go into a hypoglycemic problem. Now, here's the trick. One of the ways to stop sugar cravings is to eat more fat, and one of the best ways would be in raw nuts. So,
any kind of raw nut.
Raw, yeah, not roasted and salted nuts, because your body can't digest what happens to the oil and the fat in a nut once you roast it. As delicious as they are, and believe me, I know they're delicious, you want to go for raw. And one of the best things to do is with almonds, and you soak them in water overnight.
Yeah.
And then in the next morning, lay them out on a towel, paper towel or something. Let them dry out. You have all of this dormant nutrition locked up in that nut that has been set free by the moisture of soaking it in water. They're not as difficult to crunch with your teeth, and they're one of the best ways to assuage sugar cravings. And you get the good fat that's in it.
Okay. Guilty.
Well, I have sugar cravings as much as anybody else, or I used to anyway, but I take my enzymes every morning. And
I take
really
four in the morning and
three
or four at night. So, but I think I don't have as much as I used to have, but still ice cream season after all. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health Hour at 10 before the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. As Rebecca runs on a treadmill, she's monitoring more than her mileage. She's also tracking her heart rate.
The benefit to working out in your target heart rate zone is to improve your cardiovascular and your respiratory health.
Nicole Burrow is a health and wellness coach. She says exercising at your target heart rate strengthens but doesn't overwork your heart. It also builds lung capacity and improves overall well-being. To find your target heart rate, subtract your age from 220 to reveal your maximum heart rate. Your target heart rate is a percentage of your maximum heart rate.
50 to 70% is more moderate exercise. 70 to 85% is a more vigorous intensity exercise for most people.
Pick your target, then make sure you're hitting it by checking your heart rate during exercise. Burrow says wearable technology may be more accurate than pulse monitors built into machines. And
the most accurate you're going to get is if you take your own pulse, either at your neck or at your wrist.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yes, in fact, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell has shown up on the scene with an overview of what's going on with Monsanto and Roundup in the state of California, brought to you by the folks who bring you the way to beat the odds, super beats for energy, for strength, for function, for a better life all the way around. You need every day to go to the cupboard, get out the Super Beets, put a teaspoon into a glass of water, and then drink it. And within minutes, you will have your body be overcome by the strength that your muscles have, your brain has. Everything comes to attention, if you will, using Super Beets. So if you want to find out what other people, millions of people around America, have found by using this fitness in a glass, all natural, all natural. Super Beets. It is food. That's why Jack likes it so much. It's food. That's what it is. It's just
well,
food.
Well, that's exactly how our bodies have been designed to function.
Right.
By eating what came from the earth or something that ate what came from the earth, not
that's
from
it.
Other sources. That's it.
So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you're not on the Super Beets bandwagon, go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com and order there. Reorder there, or you can call 800-655-4183. But I think it's easy. I've been told by people that use the website, it's easy to go to DougLikesBeets.com and order Super Beets. Doug Likes Beets, all one word, DougLikesBeets.com. Okay, so the state of California has declared war on Monsanto. It's about time. What's the story behind the story, and how does this affect us medically, Jack?
Well, California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment has declared that glyphosate weed killer is a known cancer-causing carcinogen that will be added to the coming scope of Proposition 65, and which should be in the 2018 election, I think.
Really?
But, you know, everybody knows about Roundup, but not everybody knows about glyphosate. And in
fact, that's what's in it, isn't it?
Well, that's it. That's the main chemical activity that's that occurs inside of Roundup is this glyphosate. It's a weed killer. And beginning the 7th of this month, which is what, just a week from this weekend, California says that Monsanto has to add a warning label to glyphosate products. In other
California,
words,
let's underscore that. Say it again.
California. Yeah. Right. And the thing is, the cancer warning has to be on the bottle of Roundup, but the cancer warning does not have to be on the thousands of products that have been produced with glyphosate-saturated poisons of wheat, barley, rye, things like this, where it's commonly used. So a lot of the cereals and the breads and the muffins that were made from wheat and rye and barley and whatever products that were sprayed with glyphosate do not have to have the cancer warning on it. Right. And so CNN just recently published this investigative article documenting the toxicity of glyphosate. And they said in the special report, glyphosate herbicide likely has given thousands of people cancer. So kudos to California to tell Monsanto, you've got to warn people that Roundup can cause cancer, but you don't have to put any warning labels on the foods that are carrying glyphosate.
Unbelievable.
So another big reason why you need to buy organic.
Don't you think? Wouldn't you say that was a step in the right direction?
Well, I hope so. You know, they tried to do the same thing in Oregon and Washington, but Monsanto's power was so great they stopped that from taking place. Canada has they're saturated up there with warnings about this stuff. But
you see, they keep saying, now here's the deal with the argument against all of these things is, without this, we can't feed the world. The population is growing so quickly.
That's the argument.
We have to have more food, and this produces more food faster so that we can take care of more people. Therefore, we are the heroes.
Hogwash.
Well, that's maybe BS is even more appropriate.
Well, it's your show, and children are listening, so.
Well, BS could be Blarney Stone.
Okay,
Blarney Stone. It is Blarney, that's for sure.
Blarney Stone.
It's Big Blarney.
Yes.
All right, so that's good news. That's I don't mean good news. It's important news.
Well, it's like you said, it's a good step in the right direction.
Yes, it is. All right, Jack Stockwell, check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is website for all the important podcasting that he and his wife do there. Very important information, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Summertime is everyone's favorite time of year, especially for entertaining. But when cooking up summertime meals and snacks, you're often left with a mess. We have cleaning expert Becky Rappinchuk of the popular blog Clean Mama here, and she's got some easy tips to help clean your summer messes. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So, how can we prepare for warm weather messes?
I put together a summer cleaning caddy with my favorite tools. All-purpose cleaner, and my current go-tos are the new Scotch-Brite Scrub Dots line of products, sponges, dish wands, and dishcloths. The dots are textured, so they cut through those tough messes, yet they rinse cleanly, so I don't have to worry about leftover food sticking to my sponge.
Okay, now things can be a real wreck after a barbecue. What about some cleanup tips there?
Yeah, one of the biggest, messiest spots is the spatula. We cook a lot of cheeseburgers. The cheese gets stuck on the spatula. Sometimes it's left out for a little bit longer. And I like to use a dish wand to remove that cheese because the soap is already in the wand, and that makes it really easy.
Where can we go for more information on everything you just told me?
Yeah, you can visit scotchbrite.com, Scotch, B-R-I-T-E, for more information on my favorite cleaning tools.